KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's 25 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa News, Red Oak Police early this morning responded to a report of an unruly passenger on board a train. Upon further investigation, 75-year-old Edward Marcus Edwards Jr. of North Carolina was arrested at around 1:15 a.m. for disorderly conduct. Edwards was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak Police were assisted during the incident by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. A traffic stop a little after 3 a.m. today in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man. 22-year-old Faisal Mohammed Kushai Azadi of Omaha was taken into custody in the 2300 block of Highway 34 and charged with possession of a controlled substance for his defense. Azadi was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday released a report on two arrests. They said on Monday, 24-year-old Katie Lynn Clark of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. Her bond was set at $5,000. And at around 2 a.m. Tuesday, 39-year-old Jerry Joseph Richardson of Hastings was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. Well, unofficial results from the area auditor's offices show there was one very close race last night. In Adams County, Republican Douglas Burt narrowly defeated Democrat Marty Olive by a vote of 151 to 150 for the District 1 seat on the Board of Supervisors. Other contested races were not as close. In Cass County, the Board of Supervisors race in District 2 went to Republican Mark T. O'Brien, who received 62% of the vote, to Pat McCurdy's 38%. McCurdy had been nominated by petition. And in District 3, Supervisors race, Republican John Hartkoff won over Dana Halder, who was also nominated by petition. The 52% to 48%. In the six-person, five-seat, nonpartisan race for the Cass County Ag Extension Council, your winners were Chad Becker, David York, Christy Plagman, Todd Webler, and Brad J. Pellett. Over in Adair County, the District 4 Board of Supervisors race went to incumbent Democrat Jody Hoadley, who had 56% of the vote, to Doug Davidson's 43.2%. Davidson ran as a nominated by petition candidate. In Audubon County, Republican incumbent Gary Van Arnam defeated Democrat challenger Dwight Jessen by 1,577 votes to 1,033. In Guthrie County, Republican Clifford Carney won over Rick Ness, 705 to 340 votes for a seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 2. In District 3, Everett Grasty garnered 602 votes for the win over Democrat Kevin Wirtz, 506. And Roberta Burt Simmons, along with John Tews, were elected as hospital trustees in Guthrie County. A total of four candidates had vied for the two seats on the board. In Montgomery County, there were two seats open on the Hospital Board of Trustees and three candidates. The winners were Jill Bergstrom and Kevin Cabbage. In Pottawatomie County, where there were three seats open on the Board of Supervisors and nine candidates, the winners were Scott A. Belt, Lynn Groby, and incumbent Justin Schultz, all of whom are Republicans. In Shelby County, Republican Darren Hake defeated Democrat Roger Schmitz for the open seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 1. And Steve Jacobs won the race for Clay Township Clerk over his opponent, Joel Schluter. A reminder that all of those results are unofficial until canvassed by the respective county boards of supervisors. Here in Cass County, election results will be canvassed next Tuesday at noon. You can see more results on the news page at KJAN.com. And as far as the state legislative races in southwest and western Iowa, some were easily won by incumbents in most cases during Tuesday's election. In the Iowa Senate District 11, incumbent Republican Senator Tom Shipley won a little more than 67% of the vote to his Democrat challenger Sarah Ramsey, who garnered nearly 33%. In the Iowa House in District 12, Republican Brian Bess defeated Democrat Peter Leo by nearly 8,400 votes to 4,375. In District 15, Democrat Charlie McConkie defeated his Republican challenger, Leanne Hughes. In District 16, Republican Marianne Hanusa beat her Democrat challenger, Steve Gorman. Both of those districts are in Pottawatomie County. In District 20, Republican Ray Bubba Sorensen of Greenfield won over his Democrat challenger, Warren Varley, to fill a seat being vacated by Claude Baudler. In District 21, incumbent Republican Representative Tom Moore defeated Democrat challenger, Denise O'Brien. In District 22, Republican John Jacobson had just over 9,700 votes to Democrat Ray Stevens' 5,000. In District 23, Republican David Seek beat his Democrat challenger Chuck Larson by receiving a little more than 66% of the vote. And in District 24, Republican Cecil Dolacek won his election over Democrat James Uhlenkamp after garnering nearly 69% of the vote. In our funeral announcements, Marjorie Walker, age 88, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Walker will be this morning at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Randolph Wellman, age 68, of Harlan, died Sunday. A visitation for Randolph Wellman will be at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan tonight from 5 until 7 p.m., followed by a prayer service at 7 p.m. William Bill Price, age 94, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Bill Price will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Maline Sexton of Des Moines died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Patricia Sexton will be on Friday at 11 a.m., following visitation from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Vera O'Toole, age 83, of Stewart, died October 30th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Vera Mae O'Toole will be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Marlene Joyce Renfield, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marlene Renfield will be held Monday at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.